Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. The night before last, I attended a retirement party for a gentleman that had been my boss for many, many years. He was a sales manager, and when I think back through my career, I worked for him longer than I'd worked for anybody else in my life. And it was pretty incredible because this guy was even his boss suggested that he was the best sales manager he'd ever seen and probably the best sales manager in our industry. And I started to look at why he was so good at the job and why he was such an amazing manager. And I think the first thing that comes to mind is that he would take the needs of his people above the needs of himself. And so he would always keep us out of the politics and the headaches and all the things that were going on. And he would sort of just keep it all away from us. And his thought was keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing for us was bringing assets in the front door. And he made sure that we were focused on it. We had the time to do it. And that everything else was removed from our view so that we didn't have to worry about anything else. So that was the first thing. And also he was also very grounded in the fact that, you know, if something serious happens in life, there are things that are more important than work, and he understood it. Another thing that was said about him at this ceremony is that he's a truth teller, right? And he was a truth teller. He would be that person that would tell those above him how things really were and wasn't afraid to do it at any cost. And he ruffled a few feathers along the way, but they understand that it was never malicious. That's not how he meant it. His goal was just to make the organization a better place. The third thing was he was always able to keep his focus on a few critical, important objectives. And he would constantly remind those that worked for him of those things. So it was keeping the main thing again, but then it was these critical objectives that he always had. And he would just kind of keep repeating them to a point where it would drive you crazy as someone that worked for him, because he would be saying the same thing over again and over again. But you would get it. And then you would stay focused on the most important things, right? None of us can stay focused on 12 different things at once. You know, if you can stay focused on three or four, that's probably about right. And he ensured that you did that because it was a constant reminder. Fourth thing was he stayed in touch regularly. He was that guy. It was funny. Some of the other people that were, you know, they called us road warriors at the time. Some of the other people would say that, you know, it felt like he was in the car with you all the time because he would check in on a regular basis, at least weekly, and he always knew what was going on. So you always knew what was happening in his world, and he always knew what was going on in your world, and he was really in touch with people, and he made sure of that, almost to a fault. The final point I'll make is that he was able to influence the future generation of people. So late in his career, he took over a group of more junior salespeople that were internally based. And he became not only an advocate for them, but someone that forged change in a very positive way for them. And he would take them under his wing, and he was an incredible mentor for people in that group, such that their careers will go on to be better because he was a person that influenced them. So he really had a way of making sure that they carried his values forward. And I think that is a true testament of a great, great manager. Whether you're a manager now or you plan to be one in the future, the principles here really set a good guideline for what truly makes a great manager. The most important thing is to really care. You've got to care about your people, and you've got to have passion for what you do. And if you can do all those things, your people will run through walls on your behalf. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher, or they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, and in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, through your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, if you're a leader of people, consider some of the values that we talked about and ask yourself, are you that person? Are you that person that people would run through walls for? If not, maybe you can get there by adopting some of these principles for yourself.